You're listening to SBS News.
Tourists, international students, those returning from holidays overseas and other visitors are being urged not to bring pork products into Australia from countries affected by African swine fever. Historically, outbreaks have been reported in Africa, South America, parts of Europe and the Caribbean, with large outbreaks reported in the last 12 months in a number of Asian countries. ASF is harmless to people but fatal and highly contagious for pigs. In a statement, Federal Agriculture Minister Senator Bridget McKenzie said the disease spreads rapidly with no cure or vaccine.
It kills about 80% of pigs it infects, and looks like one in four of the world's pigs will be wiped out by the end of the year. Our first priority is to keep it out of Australia, but we also need to make sure we are prepared in case it does arrive. After all, about 15% of the product we've confiscated at the border has tested positive.
The Philippines is the latest country in Asia to be hit by the disease with mass culls as a result. In China, home to half the world's pig population, and in Vietnam alone, the virus has caused the deaths of more than 4 million pigs, with cases also reported in Mongolia, Cambodia, Laos, and North Korea. Deb Kerr is the General Manager of Policy at Australian Pork Limited, which supports and promotes the Australian pork industry. She says the most likely way it would enter Australia would be through passenger luggage or through mail sent to residents in Australia from overseas. As a result, Ms. Kerr says Australia has introduced tougher penalties for non-residents bringing unauthorised products into the country.
People who might be bringing it in either online or in their luggage, the department has also made some changes around the quantum of fines that might be applied, and also now the government has introduced that if you do import these sorts of products on a second offence, they now have the capacity to deport those people back to their countries.
From April 17, 2019, new rules came into effect allowing airport authorities to shorten or cancel visitor visas if a visitor fails to declare prohibited items upon entry to the country. Senator McKenzie has asked her department to actively engage with international student associations and tour operators to make sure the message is getting through. The disease survives in fresh and cooked pork products unless they have been cooked for the right time and temperature to deactivate the virus, and the disease can survive in frozen products for up to 3 years. The only pork products allowed into the country from affected countries are what are known as retorted products, that is, pork products in cans that have been cooked at a significantly high temperature to deactivate the virus. Ms. Kerr says if an outbreak was to occur in Australia, the main route of transmission would be from imported products inadvertently fed to local pigs.
When inadvertently it's fed to a pig, and that's called swill feeding. It's illegal in Australia, but if it's fed to a pig and the virus is still alive, that would infect the pig. Or if it's thrown away and feral pigs were able to access the product and it gets into the feral pig population, it doesn't matter whether it's feral pigs or commercial pigs, it will still have a devastating impact. Our export markets will close. And the feral pigs themselves would be able to access those commercial pigs that are kept outside, for example, and transfer the disease through to the commercial herd.
Professor Michael Rochelle is a fellow of the Australian and New Zealand College of Veterinary Scientists and the former Dean of Veterinary Medicine at the City University of Hong Kong. He says with no approved vaccine for ASF, culling of sick animals has become the main strategy for controlling outbreaks in affected countries.
There's no vaccine for the virus, so all the efforts to control it have largely been sort of cull and slaughter. So, I mean, basically identification of infected pigs and the killing of them in a humane manner. That's been the standard way of dealing with the disease. And I mean, this is what the Chinese officials have been trying to do in mainland China, and in Vietnam and all the other countries has been reported from.
Experts say Australia has a robust system that has prevented large-scale outbreaks of swine flu and foot and mouth disease in the country, but Professor Rochelle says there is no room for complacency.
I don't think you can downplay the risk at all. I mean, we should all be very vigilant about what we're doing, and I mean, everybody should be declaring food when they get it, bring it into the border, and leave it to the officials to decide whether it's okay to come into the country or not.
Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.